My name is Scott Taylor. I'm a lieutenant colonel actually in the U.S. Air Force Reserves, while I'm also serving with FedEx as a 767 pilot.
Tell me about this event and why this is something that you and FedEx are involved in.
Me personally, I knew Tom Dole and Carrie from even when we were a young family, and we were looking for a great opportunity to just cut down a Christmas tree. And then when I came to do that with my family, I saw that there were advertisements, or they had banners that said FedEx Cares and Trees for Troops program. So I was interested in that because I was flying for FedEx at the time, and found out more information and the fact that FedEx takes the time, you know, with their FedEx Cares program in order to basically spread the love of Christmas overseas to troops that are serving and domestically. And I just wanted to be a part of it. So I asked if I could come and find out the dates for when they were doing these things. And that started probably, I don't even know, 8 years ago, maybe something like that. So
today's event, and I know there are other events like this across the U.S. What's the next step, and when will these trees go out?
Well, so today is the processing. So they'll take trees from all the, and it's sponsored by the Indiana Christmas Tree Growers Association. And Tom is really the repository for those trees. So we'll process those today, put them in boxes. They really actually ship really tightly, and space is a premium on the airplane. So from here, then they'll go to the international locations. We'll go to the hub in Indianapolis and then be flown on airplanes over to Guam and Puerto Rico and Kodiak, apparently, so which is as desolate as the other two. And then the FedEx freight will then take the rest of the trees, thousands of trees, to 65 locations in the United States. So within the next couple of weeks, they'll start they'll be on their way.
And you mentioned you've been on the receiving end of one of these trees. So just talk about that and what it means or what it will mean for these troops to get these trees.
Yeah, so I was stationed overseas in England and Italy and Turkey. And when you're overseas like that, there's a sense of disconnection from your home and the things that you enjoy and your way of life. A Christmas tree has a way not only of like the physical thing of being able to put it up and having that as part of where these troops are. There's also the smell of it, and those types of things just allow you to recall those fond memories from back home. So although I was not part of the FedEx Cares recipient, it was a similar program that allowed us to have those types of things overseas. So
anything else you'd like to add in?
Corporate responsibility, corporate social responsibility is an extremely important aspect of not only American culture, but FedEx is a leader in that. And I think it's important that as we see, you know, stock prices and things like that, that we also remember that FedEx and the leaders there take the time to commit these types of resources. It's just a wonderful opportunity to give back to the community. So.